Hello, I'm Carl Sabatino.
And hello, I'm Roland Smith.
And this is Smith Sabatino, and to our listeners, good day and welcome, and thank you for listening in. And with all of that, let's see what this broadcast brings here, Roland Smith.
Well, we have a very interesting hour to present to our listeners out there.
Yes, we do.
So, I'd like to start, Carl, if it's okay with you, to talk about art. And the reason I want to talk about art is that in the next section, we have a magnificent individual who is a curator of great art,
correct,
a collector of great art.
Correct.
So knowledgeable that it's going to blow you away and me away, I would imagine.
It already has.
And his name is?
Alexander Brunesti.
Right. So Alexander Brunesti would be, in a quick definition,
an art collector, an art dealer. Someone who defines a lover of art,
okay,
in the classic sense of the word.
All right. So I'd like to talk, for us at least, the next few minutes. What do you mean by art? What is important to you about the art world, and what is art to you? I guess let's start with that question.
Art is something that you see in or listen to. It could be music as well, of course, in beauty and in passion and in emotion. Art is what you conceive it to be. Someone say, well, that doesn't mean anything to me. I'm looking at a napkin. To other people, that is art. Picasso, who defined the term, who was a cubist and a surrealist, who looked at art from any object he could find. And he did. It could be pieces of plastic, metal, cardboard. He defined it, he sculpted it, he painted it, he photographed it, because he saw it as art. And that is my definition of art.
Would you also accept the fact that a definition could be art is the expression of the all that is, the source within you as you?
Yes. Yes, I would. But it could also be something very simple. It could be the sense of, you know, they did a display in 1987, and I'm going to correct myself in terms of the years, in California, of art done by fourth graders. And I guess they would be about 9 or 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it was done as an exhibition. When they sent it over to the museum, inadvertently it wound up in a exhibition of unknown artists, and they did not know that the class had gone over there. And people loved the art. They thought it was extraordinary. This is fourth graders, for God's sake.
Well, that would be true, though. They'd be unknown in the fourth grade.
Of course they were unknown, but they didn't want to put them in. The museum curator did not necessarily want to put them in that particular exhibit, but by chance, they wound up there, and people loved the art. That, in their interpretation, was beauty. They didn't realize that it was done by fourth graders who were just doing it as an art class. That's my term. My point is that it's in the eye of the beholder.
Well, that certainly works. I mean, I had the pleasure many years ago of spending some time at Ghost Ranch, where Georgia O'Keeffe did a lot of her work.
Wonderful.
And if you look at the scenery around Georgia, or around the Ghost Ranch, where she lived for so many years, you can see the imagery as she interpreted it in her magnificent paintings.
To be captured in one's eye.
Yes.
To be captured in one's emotion, that would be in music. That is what art is.
If you could be an artist, and in many ways you are, but I'm talking about painting, what kind would you be?
I would be a classical artist. I would be drawing portraits. I would be drawing scenery. I'd be drawing buildings in the Baroque style, of course, the classical style, and the Renaissance style, because I find that to be most definitive. What my eye sees, I put on a canvas.
Well, you know, our next guest, Alexander Brunesti, is a man who is totally understanding of all of the things you just said.
We will find out what he has to say. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. We're back.
America Weekend. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058, use promo code AW, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Fear can paralyze you and take away your ability to make rational decisions.
Psychologist Pamela Garcia has come up with four easy-to-remember words to overcome it. She calls it the fear system.
F equals focus. Focus on the present, not what could happen.
E equals expose. Expose your feelings so you can break them down.
A equals approach. Approach the situation in small steps to fully process what you must do.
R equals rehearse. Practice makes perfect, so rehearse what you'll say or do to deal with the situation.
Focus, expose, approach, and rehearse to overcome fear. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com. Are you an inventor? If you have an invention or idea you want to patent and bring to market, call InventHelp now. They have all the information you need for free. Call 1-800-419-3996. That's 800-419-3996.